Good morning, everybody. How's it going today? Today is a lovely day in South Louisiana. It is hot and humid, just like every typical summer day, hot and humid. Today is Sunday. What month are we in? Man, we're in June. Sunday, June 10th. It is Sunday, June 10th. What a lovely day. So I'm getting on this Anchor thing, podcast thing, and this is my first podcast, so I was thinking, what would I like to talk about? What would I like to podcast about? And I decided that I would podcast about cruising, taking cruises. My favorite is Carnival Cruise Line because it's the only one I've been on, but I've been on it like 10 times, and I love it. I love the party atmosphere. I'm young at heart, but I got an old body. I'm only 37. I'm about to be 38 next month. 2 months from now. Don't tell anybody. But yeah, my name's Waylon. I'm from Southern Louisiana, all the way at the bottom. So let's talk about cruising. Cruising's my passion. I love it. I love traveling. I've been traveling my whole life. So I got some drink coffee too. It's in the morning. Now I also have a YouTube channel, which I started a while back. Unfortunately, I have 594 subscribers. That's kind of sad. But I'm not very good at making the videos. My main computer broke on me about a year ago and I never fixed it. So I was making some pretty good videos and I had to stop because I'm working on a laptop. And to me, it's kind of hard to work on a laptop to do video editing. But check it out. I'll get this to you real quick. My YouTube channel, if I can pull it up. I'm on my computer too. You can either look up, it's Da Cruise Man, capital D, little A, space, Cruise, space, Man. Or it might be under, this is going to sound funny, Super Who Dat Man Cruises. That was my main name, and I changed it to Da Cruise Man. But you can look, though, try to look it up on YouTube. And it'll be a picture of me on a horse. I took that picture in Cozumel. But and if I can link it some kind of way under this podcast, I will. I'll just see if I can. I'm new to this. This is my first podcast on Anchor, so bear with me here. So I decided, look, I'm going to talk about cruising, the fun stuff about it, things new cruisers may not know. What advice can I give you? What answers could I? What questions could I answer for you? You know, things like that. You know, but just to start off, let's get a topic going. Let's talk about the Cheers package on Carnival Cruise Line. What is the Cheers package? Everybody wants to know, should I buy it? Should I buy it? I don't know. Well, listen, I think it's great to buy in a few aspects. You know, it is, I forget the price because I know the price just recently went up. It was 50, but it's around $50 a person, 50, 55, 56. Per person per day. And so what most people think is that, hey, this is just alcohol. That's all you get. This is the alcohol package. Or it is the alcohol package because it includes the alcohol drinks. But it's just, it's more than that, actually. What you get is every drink on the cruise ship, not just alcohol. And when I mean every drink, it's water. I think they had Gatorades, but Gatorades. Powerades. They have Rockstar energy drinks. Any specialty coffee, because they have a specialty coffee shop. They got get a white chocolate macchiato or something special like that. That's included. All sodas are included, and of course, all your alcoholic drinks. And on some ships who have milkshakes, the milkshakes are included. So anything liquid is included when you get the Cheers package. Now, the difference between like a Cheers and a Bubbles, the Bubbles is strictly soda. That's all Bubbles is, the soda. It doesn't even include water. It's crazy because you think, you know, you're on a ship and you're going to these tropical destinations and it's hot as heck. They would give you water, but no, unfortunately, they don't include water with the Bubbles. But with the Cheers package, water is included. That's why I love it. You know, another aspect of it is that it gives you this peace of mind. You know, when I go on a vacation, I might pay a little bit more for something like this Cheers package. I'll pay a little bit more for it because I'm going to have a peace of mind knowing that I can just wake up every day. I don't have to worry about spending the extra money on, oh, am I going to get this alcoholic drink or this soda or this, or can, you know, how much am I going to get charged for the water? I like the peace of mind. I just wake up every day and just get what I want. I've already paid for it in advance. So that's the biggest thing to me, is that peace of mind. Is that, hey, this is paid for. I can enjoy this my entire cruise. So it's fine. It does get a little pricey, especially when you get up to the 7-day cruises, things like that. I think normally I usually do a few 5-day cruises here and there out of New Orleans. And for me and the wife, it's a little over $500 for the Cheers package for the two of us. But it's worth it, though. Now, they do limit you on alcohol. It's 15 drinks for a 24-hour period. And I believe it starts at around 6 a.m. Each 24-hour period starts at 6. But it's well worth it. Sorry, guys. I had to take another sip of coffee. It is the morning time. And I'm finding all kind of mess in here from my kids. Doing all kind of stuff in my room. But yeah, Cheers package. It is awesome. Gotta have it. It's definitely my, I would recommend it. Must have, just for the simple fact of it's a peace of mind thing you're purchasing. Because I'm going to tell you what, the very first cruise I went on, God, I think it was in 2006, 7, somewhere around there. I didn't know anything about cruising. Me and the wife just said, hey, we're going to cruise. We checked it out. I remember my bill, because listen, at that time I was a heavy, heavy drinker. My bill ended up being over $1,000 just for drinks. That included alcohol, sodas, and things like that. If I would have known about the Cheers package then, I would have definitely bought it, because I would save myself a lot of money. But it's a good thing to get. Another thing I'll tell you about is, I'll take New Orleans, for example, because I cruise out of New Orleans a lot, because that's the area in which I'm from. When you're in New Orleans and you're cruising out, when you're in the Mississippi River, you're still technically in, I guess they call it U.S. I mean, you're in the U.S., but you're still inside the U.S. So what they do is they charge you a little tax on your drinks. So, you know, you get on the ship, say you get on the ship at noon, and, you know, you're still waiting to leave. Every drink you have at that point, it's going to have a small tax on it. And I think it was like 10 to 20 cents. It's a small tax on it. And you're going to have that tax while you go down the Mississippi River to get to the Gulf of Mexico. Once you get to the Gulf of Mexico, that tax goes away. But while you're in the U.S., technically, you're going to get a small tax. And as you go down the Mississippi River, it's kind of weird the way it works. As you go down the Mississippi River to Gulf, the tax gets cheaper and cheaper as you get down to the Mississippi. So when you're in the port in New Orleans, you might be taxed. Say I get the alcoholic drink. I love the fun day off or the fun ship when you first get on. And I always love those things. So I get that. And I might get taxed like, I think it's like 20 cents per drink. But if I have another one, say maybe 2 or 3 hours and we're further down the Mississippi, all of a sudden that tax might just be 8 cents. It's crazy how this works. And it just goes down and goes down as you go to the Gulf. And it's the same when you get back. Because like when you come back from a cruise, you'll hit the Mississippi at like midnight-ish, somewhere around there. But as soon as you hit the Mississippi River, they start taxing you on drinks. I don't think it's like that in any other ports. The only other port I've been to was in Miami, and they didn't do that in Miami. I think it's just New Orleans that does that. It's kind of weird. That is kind of weird. But it's what happens there. But yeah, I'm going to say it again. The Cheers package is well worth the money. I can't harp on that enough. I think it's worth it. just for the peace of mind, and you get everything. Now, you are limited to 15 drinks a day. Alcoholic drinks. Let me rephrase that. You're limited to 15 alcoholic drinks in 24-hour period. Every other drink on the ship is unlimited. Man, I've hit 15 drinks a few times, but not many. You know, I'm not 20 years old anymore. 21 years old, I'm not drinking 24 hours a day anymore. But even then, I think it's still well worth it. And there's other tricks that you can do to get more than 15. One of them is get to know a bartender. So if you go on a ship and there's a certain bartender you like, because maybe that bartender puts a little extra kick in your drink, so you go see that bartender every single day. Now, the bartenders may move certain bars, but most of the time they just stay in a certain, they stay at that certain bar, and there's plenty of bars on the ship. So, say you go, let me just take like the nightclub, for example. Well, no, unless nightclubs only open at night. Let's just say there's a bar in the main atrium. Say you go there and there's a female bartender. You make friends with her the whole cruise. So on day two or day three, by day two, they're going to know you by name anyway. It's pretty funny, but. So you go there and talk to them. Let me make sure this is, yeah, still on. So you go there and every day you conversate with them. Now that bartender may give you a free drink here and there. They may put that extra kick in it, you know, get to be friends. And one thing I want to bring up is that you don't have to tip when you have the tiers package, because you already paid the tip when you purchase it. It's called gratuities. Everything, well, let me rephrase that. When you purchase the tiers package, either online before you cruise or as soon as you get on a ship, when you purchase it, part of the price that's like tax that gets added to it is called gratuities. So technically, you're paying the tips already. So you don't have to tip the bartender and the waiters for these drinks. You can if you want to, and they will appreciate if you give them money, because hell, wouldn't you appreciate a tip? The tip, you know, when you pay the gratuities, I think that tip's going to just Carnival. They may dispense it to these people. I don't know. But, you know, technically you've paid your gratuities. You've paid the tip for that package already. But let me tell you know how far a tip will go, though. You find that bartender, give them a tip here and there. They're going to slip you some extra alcohol. They're going to give you an extra drink and not even charge you for it, things like that. So, they're little secrets, but you got to make sure you go to the same one all the time, be friends with them, just conversate with them, have fun. That's what cruising's about. It's about going on a ship, going to these great destinations that you've never been to or that you just loved on going to multiple times, but just making friends. Like, I'll get on a cruise ship, and everybody I run into, like, hey, buddy, how's it going, man? Where you from? What do you do? And we'll sit there all day and just BS all day by the pool, because I stay by the pool. But cruising is fun. If y'all have any questions that y'all want answered, just ask me. Like I said, I'm from Louisiana. The port I go to is New Orleans. So definitely, like, parking questions, I could answer that for you. What's it like getting on board or getting off the ship? It's I'll make a few podcasts about those. I got a YouTube channel. Go check it out. It's either Da Cruise Man or Super Who That Man Cruises. You'll know it because there's a picture of me on a horse. I got like a Captain America swim shorts and shirt. If you find it, subscribe to me. I'm trying to make new videos. I've also started doing exercise vlogs because I've gotten out of shape in recent years. And so I'm starting to make some vlogs about exercise. I'm getting back in shape. I might even do some podcasts about it too. But yeah, if you have any questions, go ahead and ask me. Sorry, some more coffee. Yeah, go ahead and ask me any questions y'all got. I'll see if I can answer them. And, you know, I don't know everything, but I do know a fair good amount of information about Carnival Cruise Lines. I do have a Norwegian cruise planned for next year, so hope next the end of next year, 2019, and take the whole family. And so hopefully I'll get to experience that. It's on Norwegian. I forget which one it is. It's coming to New Orleans. That's going to be fun. I've never been on Norwegian, and it looks really cool. They got like rock climbing walls and other aspects on the ship that Carnival doesn't. Carnival is a, I don't want to say, it is the cheaper of all the cruise lines, but they're not cheap. It's fun. The best thing I say is it's fun. It's a party atmosphere. They will make you have fun. The crew, the workers, the cruise directors, they are about having fun, dancing, partying, games, all kind of things. Yeah, Carnival doesn't have, like, on most of their ships, they don't have, like, the rock climbing walls and the big wall. Well, no, they do have the water slides and all that. But just all, like, the extras. Like, I know Royal Caribbean has, like, shopping centers. You know, Carnival's not big like that. But what they lack in that, they have in spirits. It is fun. That's all I can say is it is fun. If you don't have fun on a Carnival ship, then you're just a prude. It is so fun. Listen, I'm going to go for now. Y'all have a good day. Keep listening. Keep watching. And I'll see you next time.